Last but not least, Thailand says it has intercepted a boat full of Rohingya refugees from Myanmar in the Andaman Sea. Thai naval forces say the trawler with 200 Rohingya men on board was spotted off Thailand's southwest coast. They say the refugees will be provided with water and fuel but won't be allowed to set foot on Thai soil. Thousands of Muslim Rohingyas have fled Myanmar in recent months in fear of sectarian violence, which has left a large number of them dead. According to the UN, nearly 13,000 left Myanmar in 2012 alone, most of them by boat. Rangoon does not recognize the Rohingya majority in western Rakhine State as being Myanmar citizens. As a result, over 800,000 Muslim Rohingyas are deemed to be a stateless people inside the Buddhist majority country. Let's go to Atlanta now and talk to James Jennings, the president of Conscious International. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Jennings, why is it that the international community is not doing literally anything to stop the violence going on in Myanmar for over a year now?
The fact is that the Rohingyas are among the most persecuted group of people in the world, and also they are largely a stateless group because of the status of citizen has not been awarded by Myanmar. You must understand that there are several wars going on within Myanmar now, including the Kachins in the north, the Karens in the south, and of course the Rohingyas in the west. I was in Myanmar in October and traveled the length of that country. The issue about the Rohingyas should be among the first issues in the world attention right now. However, it's certainly not the only place where there are people who are excluded from citizenship or statehood, and of course the Palestinians would be among the most prominent of those groups, and certainly one of the most long-lasting issues. But throughout Central Africa, there are population groups that are excluded from one state or another. In Myanmar, we have a particular problem that needs to be addressed as a problem for the citizenship of the Rohingyas who have been there for a very long time. And the central government in Rangoon certainly should deal with that issue.
Indeed. And what role can Myanmar's neighbors play in relieving the pain of these refugees? Because literally we see some of the neighbors, such as Thailand, literally rejecting those people fleeing the violence.
It's true that in Bangladesh and also in Thailand and other places, there have been rejections of the people, and many of them have become boat people, as we saw during the Vietnam War some 40 years ago. This is really an intolerable situation for the world community and the world conscience, and the United Nations has weighed in on the issue, but needs to do more. It is one of the most grievous problems that we see in the world today and throughout Southeast Asia that has known many of these problems. These people are in need of protection and help. It does not look like Rangoon is very interested, although I did interview members of the commission who were studying that from Rangoon, but the action has not been commensurate with the obvious concern that they have as well.
Indeed. We'll have to leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to James Jennings, President of Conscious International from Atlanta. Thanks for your time there, sir.